The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I send, I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. He'll testify to me, and you also testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I've told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They'll do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I've told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. First reading is a very fascinating reading because we see how God has plans different than ours. Probably saw that bumper sticker that says, "If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans," right? In other words, we have plans, but God has other plans. Paul had no intention whatsoever to convert Lydia. Read through it. No intention. What did he want to do? Sabbath, I'm kind of tired, let's go down by the lakeside there, let's just kind of unwind, let's basically rest, we'll say some long prayers, let's go on retreat. No way. Lydia was there. Lydia would be a woman probably working on Wall Street in New York City today. She was a successful businesswoman who worked in fine cloth. So Paul's intention was just to go there and just rest. He's probably tired, exhausted, traveling from one place to another. He wanted to unwind a little bit. God had other plans. So there he is, near the waterway, and there's these women there. And he engages in conversation with Lydia and these other women. And apparently God was preparing the heart of Lydia for a long time. Lydia was a prayerful woman. She was open to God, open to God's grace. She was prayerful. And that was the prime moment for her conversion, the encounter with St. Paul. So St. Paul, instead of having his downtime and just resting, right away he launches into a conversation with this woman. And the Bible says her heart was open, she received the word of God, and she was converted. Look at the domino effect. Not only was she converted, but, were you listening? Still a little bit tired this morning, okay? The whole household. So it wasn't simply Lydia. Lydia was converted, her husband was converted, you know, probably her two daughters, her two sons, maybe her mother-in-law. I mean, everything is possible, right? So the whole conversion, the whole household was converted. Now, she had a strong character. She prevailed over Paul. Father Larry the other day was saying he was afraid to meet Padre Pio and St. Paul because they're really strong characters, no? But she prevailed over Paul. And what went on when Paul was invited to her household to have a meal? Certainly Paul went on to a deeper explanation of the faith, because that talk at the waterside was fine, but it was not enough. I mean, she didn't go through Father Craig's two-year RCA program, okay? Maybe just an hour RCA program, pretty efficacious, no? But she wanted to know more about God. She wanted to know more about God. I had a real hunger for God. Okay, so I'd like to mention three books that we have to read from, then speak about a conversion story. Because conversions can happen any time, any place, any way, in the most unexpected way, conversions come about. But I don't know about you people, I'm fascinated by conversion stories. Oh, fascinated. Maybe I'll write next book on conversion stories because they're fascinating. And everyone happens in a different way. Because God has so many ways that He can speak to us. Okay, so we have to learn how to read three books. Three books. First book is the written word. The written word. God speaks through the written word. And who was converted through the written word eventually? It was St. Augustine. It was St. Augustine. So if you read the confession, St. Augustine was being prepared by Monica and tears and Ambrose and a lot of circumstances. But it was only when he heard the voice in the garden, totally legit, take and read, that he went to the garden, he was in the garden, he opened up a book. What was the book? It was the Bible. It was Romans chapter 13, verse 13. Do not give provision to the flesh, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. That would be Romans 13, 13. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. He runs to Monica and says, I got to be baptized. So he goes to Ambrose, who was the Archbishop of Milan, the biggest diocese in the world back then. He was baptized, and then we have thousands, if not millions, of converts because of the person of St. Augustine. So God speaks to us through this, okay? Through the Word of God. Another way in which God speaks, and we have to read, is through the book of nature. Book of nature. It's maybe a more challenge for us who live in a city. Because in a city we have, you know, expressions of nature here, obviously. But John Paul II, in his document Dies Domine, which is the document he wrote in the 90s, on Dies Domine is Latin for the day of the Lord. He wrote a document on sanctifying, keeping holy the Sabbath. And he says, on Sunday, we should go to Mass. But he says, also, Sunday is a day of rest. And he mentions the importance of nature walks. John Paul II. Nature walks. Because God speaks through the beauty of nature. We live in a big city, and we got some trees out there, we got something, but you take a walk in nature. Maybe you're hitting the San Gabriel in a mountain range, or you maybe walk along the sea. God speaks through that. Now, about the sea, it's beautiful. What touches you most about the sea? For me, it's this. I think all of us here would have a different way in which the sea or the ocean touches us. For me, it's the waves that come in and they break, then they go back. Eric has experienced this, right? I mean, they come and they break. Maybe for you people, that's no big deal, but for me, that speaks about eternity. He said, come and go. And God's omnipotence. Some of those waves, they can be pretty darn powerful. So for me, it speaks about God's omnipotence and God's eternity. That's me. Maybe you people have another inspiration. But allow nature to speak to you. Okay, then the third way in which God speaks to us is the way God spoke to Lydia. It was through circumstances. I think we have to learn how to read the book of circumstances. And that's the purpose of the daily examine of Ignatius. Father Tim says it's not necessarily a moral examination for go to confession, but by the daily examine is how God speaks to us through our experiences and the inner movements of grace. That's why all of us should try to do the daily examen. It's hard. Usually it's the most difficult prayer to do it well. So I'd like to end by telling you a conversion story. Our confessor, many years ago when we were in Rome, for Father Craig and Father Larry and for the priests who studied in Rome, 25 years ago, was a French-Canadian priest who was an OMI, who became an OMB. His name was Father Brault. And he was an OMI priest, and he would preach popular missions. They would go in two. He tells the story of the fact that he was in a confessional, and then there was a priest that was preaching the mission. And the priest, he was a good guy, but he was boring. He was monotonous. So he would just take out his homily and he'd read it word for word. You know, Jesus walked on the water and this is what happened. And kind of monotonous voice, it would kind of, you know, soporific, put you to sleep if you were looking for some way to get to sleep, okay? So, what happened was, he's in the confessional, and this man comes in, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. My last confession was 50 years ago. 50 years ago? Wow! Well, 50, what made you come in the confessional? Well, the priest who was preaching the mission, he wasn't very dynamic, but he said to the people, just wait a minute now, I've got to turn a page, no? He had to turn the page, no? So I thought, he said, well, I thought I'd turn a page in my life and here I am, okay? God can use anything, even a homiletic flaw. It would be the least thing in the world that you'd think that God would use to convert souls. So that, I think, is the essential message for me today from this conversion of Lydia is God speaks through the Word. God speaks through nature. But God speaks through circumstances. So let's pray to have our eyes and our ears open to the ways in which God is going to speak to us today. Amen.